Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone of WCBI Sports. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone here with you on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our service men and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. There is a possibility that we will be once again discussing small Mississippi towns in this ad read. It has been requested by the people who pay for the ad read. So, may have to do that.
Okay.
So, you may be getting a lesson in Mississippi geography.
Oh, with high school football. With the high school football, I've been to a lot of these.
Well, yeah, but nothing like what? How much have you been like south of Highway 82?
Oh, I mean, outside of the DMA, I think the first we go down is Noxubee County, and first we go up is like Boonville.
All right, so we'll see. Well, you may learn some stuff here. We'll worry about that. Worry about that another day. As for right now, if you need coffee, you know where to go, strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Let's say everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face.
It does, yes.
I'm a big fan of that saying.
Mom, Brian recognized the – or hey, Dad. Sorry, guys. Recognized the quote.
Your mom's a friend.
He recognized it right away.
Yeah. So I saw plan and in the face. I was like, I know exactly what that says.
Yep.
All right. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that
beef.
It is what's for dinner. We had a double beef dinner last night. So three of us ate made a baked rigatoni, plenty of ground beef in there. But my daughter, my oldest daughter, not a big red sauce person, so I made her a steak, and she couldn't have been happier. So we had double beef in the house last night.
Hey, Dad. The Hey, Dad household loves double beef.
I mean, I won't lie. Yeah, if there's two kinds of beef on the menu, I'm probably a happy camper.
You're taking both of them.
Yeah, exactly. And you can too. And make sure you're buying Mississippi beef. I know we got a lot of questions out there right now about the beef rayo. Talk to your butchers. Talk to your people. That's like, where am I getting my beef from? Make sure you're buying American and Mississippi beef. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends, the Mississippi Beef Council. I won't tell you where this beef is from. Don't worry about that.
The best beef.
It may be from a horse. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Everything Mississippi State, everything maroon and white right there at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell. You can shop online. collegecornerstore.com. Whatever you're looking for, Mississippi State, they've got it at College Corner. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to be invested and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. Well, you need to talk to the bankers at Priority One Bank. Bankers that know you by name, not just by your account number. Bankers are going to show you a level of respect you can only get at Priority One Bank. If you live in Central Mississippi, you live near a Priority One Bank location. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. All right. So, last week we revealed our Mississippi State media poll, had our predictions for the season. Today, we will go through it game by game and give you our thoughts on each one of the state's regular season games. Plus, in the second half of the show, a little basketball recruiting we need to catch up on. We're going to play the song today. We haven't played that in quite some time.
Oh, yeah, the song.
Yeah. Here we go. Let's start it off. Mississippi State, you and I both said 6-6. So we know that going in, right?
Yeah.
I think we both obviously are going to have 1-0.
Yeah, but we're going to talk about this game or no?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, quick, because, I mean, this game, in all likelihood, in all seriousness, it should be over pretty quick and whatever. But what I would say
if State doesn't score 40-plus and gives up more than 17, that's really concerning.
Yeah, I in all seriousness, no, I think the first team offense, we'll learn, I guess, where everyone stands, obviously, because it's week one, but you'd like to see the first team offense come out there and dominate. And you'd also like to see the defense under Arnett, with all the players come back, really show, how different it can be compared to the last couple of years. I don't necessarily think this game is as much about the score. I think it's more just going out there and really beating the crap out of an opponent that you should beat the
Well, I
crap
mean,
out of.
that's the score gets involved in that. What I would say is this, that this game should be an easier win than your win at Southern Miss was last year. Southern
Agreed.
Miss, that game was what, 34-10 in the fourth quarter. USM got a
Yeah.
late touchdown, made it a little more, but
But half of the game.
it was dicey at the half.
Yeah.
This should not ever be dicey. State should get the ball, 7-0, get a stop, 14-0, and you're just off and running. All right. If the, you know whatever if I think I saw a 28 and a half was the spread on this, State should cover that
Yeah,
easily.
you'd
If they
like them to
don't,
cover it.
that's an issue. That's an issue. So that's a
I agree.
win. All right. Week two at Minnesota. You and I both put a W down for this one.
Yes, but this game is going to be difficult. It's going to be. This is their. What? I don't. Who? There's a few people in the media poll said this is their most important game. This one dictates a lot. Yeah, I think this one is very. It's definitely one of the most important ones because, you go from playing a team that you should beat the crap out of to a team that's, kind of in the same spot in their conference that State is in theirs. So, you would like to really want to win this game. If you want to get to six wins, if you want Mississippi State to go to a bowl game, this is almost a must win. And I can't believe it's already in week two, but that's just how the cookie crumbles. You said it was the most important game of the year, so go on.
Well, it's the most important game for Jeff Levy because if he loses this game, he loses all credibility. His time at that point is he's on a clock, and we're just waiting until they get the announcement. If you can't beat Minnesota, how are you going to beat any of these SEC teams? Is how I would look at it. Because I'm not trying to make a Big Ten SEC comparison here. I'm just saying who of your SEC opponents is worse than Minnesota?
That's a great
I mean,
question. Like,
I don't think any. I don't know that any of them are. Maybe
Vanderbilt,
Vandy, maybe Auburn.
like
I don't
that's
know,
it.
but
But that at
that's
that point,
it.
you're in November, so the season's over.
Right, exactly. So State has to win. We both have the Bulldogs 2-0. We both have the Bulldogs 2-1.
Now,
Now,
hold up before we get ahead to Minnesota or to South Carolina.
yeah.
How do you think we both said Minnesota was going to be a win for State. What do you think the score is that going to be?
Somewhere where State pulls away late,
So you're
like you go
talking
into the
like
fourth
a
quarter.
10-point win, they score a touchdown in the fourth
Something
or
like State's up like 28 or 24-17 going into the fourth quarter, and the final score is like 31-17,
Yeah.
31-20, something like that. That's
Okay,
what
so
I'm saying.
you think they'll win by double digits.
Yeah.
Okay. All
All right.
right. I'm cool with it.
I will say this with South Carolina. If Dylan Stewart isn't going to play, then maybe I want to change my prediction a little bit. But I just see on the road in the SEC, experienced quarterback in Sellers who can do a lot of things, who can, if you can't pressure him, he's going to have a field day back there. And, State's pass rush is a big question mark for me, even going into this season. So I just feel like if State, here's what I'll say, and I think I said this last week. If State beats Minnesota, they can lose to South Carolina. Like, people will not just lose their minds,
Yeah.
right? If State loses to Minnesota and then loses to South Carolina, you can just go ahead and fire Jeff Levy. You can just move on at that point. 1-2, you're talking about this is a team that's going to go 2-10, 3-9, right? You can just move on. But if you beat South Carolina and you're 3-0, well, now we got a whole different kind of ball game here. This South Carolina would likely be favored in this game, but I don't think by much.
No.
3 points, something like that,
Two and a
maybe.
half. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. So it's a winnable game for Mississippi State. We're both erring on the side of caution here
You've
and
got that two
saying
and one as well.
two and one.
Yeah, I think they'll fall in this one. Just I mean that we talked about South Carolina. That's a harder place to play than people
It's
think.
difficult. Difficult
Early in
place
the
to
season,
play.
so their fans are still going to have optimism because I don't I'm not high on them this year, but yeah, I think this will be a tough one, but they'll probably take the L.
All right. We both got them winning the next week. Taking down
Agreed.
Missouri. Got to win that game. Got to win an SEC game at home. Got to get this streak over with. Again, we don't know about Ahmad Hardy at this point. I
Yeah.
can't imagine he's at 100%.
You see what Pete Thamel and Derkwin said, or Drinkwitz said?
I may have missed it. What did he say?
Yeah, so Pete Thamel said he's targeting a mid-September return, but Drinkwitz said in a press conference that he hasn't even practiced yet at all, and he said he's not going to be ready for week one because he hasn't even had the field.
So I can't imagine, like, even if he's going to be on a pitch count, basically. Like,
Yeah.
he might get 10 to 15 carries at most against Mississippi State. Not now, look, Jamal Roberts is a good running back. Missouri will be able to run the football. Drinkwitz is a good coach. He'll scheme it up.
Yeah.
I just think State's going to win this game. I think
I
Austin Simmons coming into a hostile environment, you can rattle him. I just think State's going to get this one. So
think. Well,
three and one.
he can be turnover prone with some. He can
Yes.
throw the heck out of the football. He's a smart guy, but sometimes he likes to air it out a little too much. So,
Agreed.
staying safe defense will have there plenty of opportunities for turnovers. They'll probably get a few in the second half. That'll be the difference in the game, my prediction.
All right. Alabama. So here's what I said last week, right? That if State's 4-0 when they play this game, I will pick State to win. I will pick State to win. I have them 3-1, so I don't have to do that right this second. I will say that I think this is the most gettable Alabama team since Nick Saban's first year. Like, this is if you're ever going to get Alabama, this is the year to get them. Because I do think when they move off from DeBoer, be it this year or next year, they will go out and they'll either bite the bullet with Kiffin and just say okay, or they'll go get, they will get an elite champion. They'll do what they have to do. I think this is going to be a competitive game. I will say that, but I think in the end, Alabama gets the win.
I agree. I could see this kind of being, a tied game or a close game in the fourth quarter. Alabama kicks a field goal, scores a touchdown late. It'll definitely be a single digit loss, but it's going to be a really good game. I will say, this is the home game I'm most excited for Mississippi State to cover this year. It's going to be awesome,
Should be
but
interesting.
I don't
Coming
think they're
the
going
night before, you got the Hardy concert.
to.
Everybody
I'm
should be.
sick. I can't go to that. I'm
Yeah.
so mad.
Are you sick? You can't go to that, or you can't go to that because you're sick.
No, I'm not sick.
Okay.
If I get sick, I'm in some rough areas.
Okay. I didn't know what the terminology.
No, like I've WCBI end zone. I have their high school show.
Yeah, the high school. Yeah, high school football gets you there. Yeah.
Starts next Friday, bud.
All right. Off October the 10th, back at it October 17th at LSU. This is probably the second least likely win on the schedule for me. Like, if you said rank these games in the order of predictable probability of win, this would be number two towards the bottom of.
Oh, towards the bottom.
Yeah. Like, I think State has very little chance in this game. They just don't win at LSU a lot. Kiffin has had Lebby's number. He's had Mississippi State's number ever since he's been at when he was at Ole Miss. LSU in this situation, it's an interesting spot for him in that they play LSU doesn't get a bye week until October 31st. So they were that's going to be their sixth. Is that right? One, two, three, four, five, six. This will be their seventh game in a row to start the season with no break. So maybe they're a little tired, a little worn down. It is an early kick, so that does affect the crowd a little bit, but I just don't see State winning this one.
I don't either. I think LSU at that point in the year also, they're gonna have to take time to gel. That's kind of why I think Ole Miss will beat them in week three. But when you play 6 weeks of straight of football, it's gonna be tough. First day there, I think LSU is going to probably win this one by I'd imagine double digits. Kiffin doesn't lose really a lot of home games at this time. His team will be rolling. They'll be looking toward.
34-21, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. That's a hard place to win too,
It
so.
is very, 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 very difficult. All right, back home to Oklahoma. Again, I got an L here, as do you. But again, the right Mississippi State team in the right frame of mind could win this game at home. They could.
I mean, I agree. I think this is a very similar game to Alabama. I think this will be a little bit harder. I think the Sooners are better than the Tide this year, but they're very close. They're
I don't know
both.
if I agree with that. Yeah, I would flip that. I think Alabama's a little bit better than this Oklahoma.
Okay, they're both like, would you
It's
agree that
close. It's coin flip. It's not a huge difference.
one of them is probably going to make the playoffs, but not both of them?
Right. Do they play each other? They don't, do they?
I
No,
don't know.
so can't mark it off like that. But yeah, I just
I think Oklahoma's defense is better than Alabama's. If Metier is like he was before he broke his thumb last year, this team could be very, very good. Again, I think it's a win. Again, I think it's a winnable game for State. Like, I don't think any of the home games are unwinnable. The only unwinnable games that
They're on
is
the road. Yeah.
are at Texas and at LSU. But besides that,
Yeah.
they
Agreed.
should beat
Agreed.
almost everyone. So
All right.
I think they'll fall close.
So going back to what I said earlier, if we said we're going to rank these by win probability, Texas is the lowest, right? Texas is
Oh, by a mile.
less than 2%, something like that. It's way down there. I will say that for whatever reason, Lebby's first two teams have been competitive with Texas. Last year they should have won.
Definitely.
A year ago, that game was close going into the third quarter against, that was Michael Van Buren's first start. So they've had a true freshman quarterback out there. I thought Lebby did a really good job, like slowing the offense down and giving him some opportunities. But in the end, Texas is just so much better than Mississippi State was that year. That's a tough break for State, right? 3-1, they have a lot of excitement, then they lose their next four, and they're sitting at 3-5. I mean, that's not great.
That October, you can put that month against any month any team has this year, and then
Yeah.
it so.
I mean, look at Ohio State, Indiana, Alabama, LSU, Georgia, whoever. If they had to play those four teams, I don't think hardly anyone's getting out unscathed.
No,
Somebody's
I
taking,
think.
everybody's taking at least one loss. So, all right, start the month of November for Mississippi State, home against Vanderbilt. We both have that as a W. Vanderbilt did announce that the five-star freshman, Jared Curtis, will be their starting quarterback this year. Got a lot of quarterback announcements happening around the conference today. Aaron
Tennessee as well.
Filo locked in at Florida. Faison Brandon locked in at Tennessee. Keelon Russell yesterday was set up for Alabama. So a lot of high ceiling quarterbacks getting the starts there. This is another one of them. But I'll just say this: if you can't in year three, if you can't beat Vanderbilt at home, what are you doing? What are you doing? That's how I would look at that.
Yeah, they need to, after
You got
that.
to win this game.
They have the month that we think they're going to have. They're going to be angry. They're going to be frustrated. They might take it out on Vanderbilt. And they should. I mean, we talked about the blue chip rankings with the Commodores before. State has a better roster. They're going to be at home, maybe off a few losses. They're going to. This should be a double digit easy win for State. You would like to think.
You would think that, yes.
Every game in the SEC, you never know. So, but this should definitely be a win.
All right, that's November 7th. November 14th, hosting Auburn, 11 a.m. game. Again, you and I both have this as a win for Mississippi State. I've talked about it a few times this year. I like Golish, and I think he'll get that program going the right direction, but I don't know about year one. I just feel like they're bringing all these South Florida guys over, and I just don't think it's going to translate the same way that all the James Madison guys translated at Indiana. I just don't think it's going to be the same.
Well, of course not, but I think I think this is a game where it may be Jeff Libby's first ever game where his coaching staff has an advantage, I would think. Unless I really got to think about the last, I didn't cover the beginning of 2024, but would you say this is the first SEC game that Mississippi State has a coaching advantage?
What a great question.
I mean, how many times has he played a first-year head coach? I don't.
I would say he had the advantage against Sam Pittman. I just think Pittman's a very good coach, very good head coach, I should say. But talent-wise, State was just so far away from that Arkansas team. And I mean, he's coached against Napier twice, who I don't think is a great head coach. But to your point, yeah, I mean, you can make that argument
How
pretty
many?
easy. I like Golish, though. I think he's a good coach. I think he will win.
Napier came from James Bassin before he was at.
No, he was at Louisiana. He's at James Madison now.
Oh, sorry, I mixed that up. Okay, so he was, he was there. Yeah,
And
I
so,
mean,
yeah, he had a proven track record, you know, but
Rolish, we'll see. Is Byron
Arkansas this
Brown?
year against Petrino, at this point in his career, Lebby's a better coach than Petrino is, I think.
Yeah, I would
So,
agree. I
all right.
yeah, they
A
got
little
to
bit of a
win.
bounce back here because then, you know, they're playing Tennessee Tech. We both got wins there. So now they're sitting at 6-5. They go to the Egg Bowl. You and I both have that as a loss. I think that's an incredibly fair prediction on August 24th. When we get to November 24th, maybe I'll have a different opinion.
Dude, we might
But
get to September like 15th and have a different opinion.
it's possible. Yeah, look, well, I'll tell you, let's just say it like this. Let's just play a little thought exercise with me here. Mississippi State goes to South Carolina. They win the first three games. They're 3-0. They look really good. Camario's making a lot of plays. He's a little buzz about him for college football. Have you seen this Camario Taylor guy? Ole Miss struggles to beat Louisville. They win the game, but it's close. And then LSU beats them. Am I going to sit there on September 20th and not think, well, State's going to have a real chance to win that game based on what I've seen thus far? I will definitely be thinking that. You go to the next week, right? Then they play Florida. I already have that as a loss as it is. And then State beats Missouri. Now they're 4-0 and Ole Miss is 2-2. I mean, we're going to start, you're going to start seeing like a hint of smack talk from Mississippi State fans. Like, oh, we're coming. We're coming at the end of the season now. And then you go forward a few weeks, and you know, if State comes into that game 7-4, well, we talked about it the other day when we
Yeah.
were doing all the upsets. If my prediction holds for Ole Miss, and they're 7-4 coming into that game, and State's 7-4 coming into that game, which they would be just by beating South Carolina in this scenario. They don't even have to beat anybody else. I'm gonna predict State to win at that point. I may be wrong, but I'm gonna jump on board. So, you know. Now that said, there's the other side of the coin where Ole Miss is really good, like you've got them, and they come into this game 9-2, and they've got to win it to go to the playoff, and it's probably a different scenario. But as we sit here today, I mean, the Ole Miss is probably somewhere between a 7.5 and a 10.5 point favorite in this game. So yeah, predicting them to lose is not, it's not a huge deal to me. So
No,
six and six, and there you go.
I think last year, Ole Miss had, so much going on, and they only had one loss. They know they needed it to get in the playoffs. State was just in a rough spot. I think this year will be different, simply because I think State will be better, and I think they'll have more to play for than in week 13 than
Yeah.
they did
So
last year.
just looking at the three guys who predicted seven, three people who picked 7-5, right? Robbie has Mississippi State beating Oklahoma. That's the difference in his schedule and ours. Okay.
How did you get the schedule from him?
No, I'm just looking at the beat writer
I know, but
poll.
how did you know he got?
Because he predicted, it's in the question, what game are you predicting State to win? He said
Oh, I
Oklahoma.
see, I see, I see, I see.
I was going to see if I could figure it out. Colin is the same way. He's predicting State to beat Alabama. That's his seventh win. The one that doesn't, I don't know, is Paul, because Paul says Missouri. So Paul's got an extra win on here somewhere, and he's like super confident they're going to beat Alabama, Oklahoma, LSU, Ole Miss, or Texas. I don't know which one it is, but he's got confidence in that one, but not the Missouri game. But that's the difference in these schedules, is that State and you know, and is that Robbie says Oklahoma, Colin says Alabama. Somebody, and then the other one, Avery is the other one that predicts State to beat Alabama, but has them 6-6. So they lose a game that's going to hurt in there for her prediction. So I still think that's just Miss Lightning's personal Alabama bias against working against her
Oh,
there.
she does not like that.
There is some of that. So, all right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you're looking for. I went to Two Brothers again this past week, or as you know, and guess what? It was awesome, and the food there is always great, and the people are fantastic. And now that we're getting into football season, so 6 o'clock kick, is that right for ULM? It means you can go to Two Brothers ahead of time, get a nice meal, watch some games, have a couple of drinks, and then it's a short walk to Davis Wade Stadium for the kickoff of the 2026 season. And then when we look ahead to, some afternoon games, that Alabama game, we know that's an early game. Well, game ends, walk from Davis Wade Stadium over to Two Brothers, grab you a seat, and watch the afternoon and evening games if you want. No better place to watch football in the Cotton District than Two Brothers Smoke Meats in the Cotton District. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years. If you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. And then if you don't need, you need, service, guess what? Same people, same number. You know them. They know you. You've already made that connection. Well, they make it really easy to keep that connection because if something goes wrong, you can call that number right back and they're going to get somebody out there to fix it, usually the same day. Why? Because they're in Mississippi just like you. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Scrog, no. Maroon & Co. is the place. It's all right. As long as it all gets said, it doesn't matter what order. I could switch it up any way I want. Doesn't matter. I can mess. I have creative license with that. Maroon & Co. is the place to go. Guys, if you're looking for great Mississippi State gear in the Starkville, the Golden Triangle, no better place to go than our friends over at Maroon & Co. Everything Mississippi State, everything Maroon and White at Maroon & Co. If you're looking for something to wear to the tailgate, to the game, looking for something for your car, your home, whatever you want to let people know you're a Bulldog, Maroon & Co.'s got it. You can shop online at marooncos.com or you can shop in store. In either place, you can use our promo code THUNDER15 to take 15% off the regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Next time you're in Starkville, before you go to the game, make sure you go to Maroon & Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. It's still hot outside. It's so hot. And if you're going to mow the grass, look at Saturday, right? It's hot. There's college football on. You want to get in, out, and done. What? What's
Nothing.
that look? Is there not college football on?
No, I'm reading Brett McMurphy's tweet about how the FBI went to the Ole Miss facility for
I'll have a comment about that in just a moment, since you brought it up. What I'm just saying is, get you a John Deere mower. That gets you in, out, and done. Get your yard looking the best. And you can get it at Scruggs. Nobody in North Mississippi with more John Deere on the lot than our friends over at Scruggs. Be it a zero-turn mower, one of their 1 through 5 series tractors, or if you're trying to get off-road, a John Deere Gator can get the job done as well. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. They have what you want for less. Good Hope Land and Timber. If you're a landowner in the state of Mississippi, Good Hope Land and Timber is the name to know and the name to trust. They can help you manage your land, your resources, your timber with a simple phone call. That's where they really shine. They're experts in their field in that area. You can make them experts in your field. But if you're trying to buy or sell land, they can do that for you as well. Be it a couple hundred or a couple thousand acres, Good Hope Land and Timber is here to help you find the piece of land that you have been thinking about. Locally trusted, landowner approved. Give them a call today, 601-442-9888, or visit them online, g-hope.com. That's Good Hope Land and Timber. Always the victim, Ole Miss. Always the victim. Oh, this guy was such a scumbag. But we let him hang around for 6 years because he was winning. But we knew what a terrible person he was, Anyway, we had to have the FBI come in. I may do a FOIA request on that. I want to see the correspondence between the University of Mississippi and the Federal Bureau of Investigation. I just want to see that.
I just thought it was funny,
It
honestly.
is funny. I'll grant you that. It is. I am laughing.
I believe it, man. It
Oh.
is crazy that, people always say winning solves everything, or winning, like
Not
when the
really.
stuff in the locker room and stuff or whatever's going on. And yeah, it's crazy to think about. There's probably other coaches out there, don't know who, but that are probably getting away with stuff that they wouldn't otherwise if they were losing. So
Yeah, exactly. All
yeah.
right. Let's play the song. All right, so little snip snap here. We got somebody in, somebody out. Kostas Konstantinos, we hardly knew ye. The Bulgarian brute has been, he's back to Euroball. So much for that. Evidently, from what I've been told, Carlo, is a lot of these Euro teams are telling these players, if you leave, you can never come back. So if you leave us now. You will never play in this league ever again. And, that's I get it. I understand it. So I'm not sure exactly that's what's happened here with Costas. I don't believe it was an eligibility issue. I don't believe it was a grade issue. I don't believe he was unhappy at Mississippi State. I believe the situation was presented to him in such a way, I mean, that, he had to make a decision about his future. So he decided to return to Bulgaria. Speaking of returns, Mississippi State goes into the transfer portal and plucks Kamani Hamilton. You might remember that name. Played at Mississippi State. Obviously, his dad, Tang Hamilton, was a great Bulldog in the mid-90s for Richard Williams and Rick Stansberry. What did Hank Flick used to say about him? I don't remember. Somebody's gonna have to hit me up on the on Twitter. Remind me what Hank Flick's saying was for Tang Hamilton. I don't remember. But anyway, 13 points a game last year at UNLV. Coming back to Mississippi State. We've talked so much about these past few weeks about state football. I'm like, I need to see them play. I really need to see them. It's double that with this basketball team. I have no idea.
1,000%. I have no idea what to expect.
No idea. I got to watch a couple games and like see how they, because last year my thought process was, yes, these are all new guys, but I trust Chris Jans implicitly, and he'll, if he got these guys, they're the right guys. They weren't the right guys. So I want to see this year, did he learn from his mistakes? He talked about it when we had him on Sports Talk Mississippi. That interview's down the way a little bit on the podcast feed, where he talked about how they kind of reevaluated the way they did things in the portal. And we're going to see, because you've got Hubbard. I like King Grace a lot. There's a lot of smoke, or smoke's not the right word, but there's a lot of talk about the true freshman Tristan Reed, maybe being a guy who can contribute a lot as a true freshman playing at the five position. We're going to see. But I got to watch this team play some games. You go back to last year and you watch the first game they played together.
I was
It was
worried.
immediately I was like, man, they did not play well.
Yeah,
And
you
then,
said
the second
it.
game they got absolutely manhandled by Iowa State. And I was like,
Well, that's a bad schedule. That was
well, I mean, it
not
was
good.
a neutral site game that was really closer to Iowa State. I get that, but they got manhandled in that game.
Yeah,
They
they got
got
manned.
absolutely blasted. And so you knew pretty quickly, like, this team is not right. And it was like that throughout non-conference.
I knew in that North Carolina or North Alabama game, the first game of the year, I was like, they got to be better than this, man. Like, I was worried after that game, and we were right, so.
Right. So States, I believe, is still trying to add another piece through the portal. One of these guys who's got the 5 for 5 eligibility now, whatever injunction, whatever court case, I don't know. If somebody gets added to the roster, great. If they don't, fine. Fine. I want to watch a couple games. I'll let you know. I'll tell you before the end of November. I promise. You'll have my full opinion on this basketball team
Like
before the
end
end of November.
of
The end of
November.
before the end of November.
Okay.
So when we get to my birthday, November 30th, I'll be well. That's my gift to y'all. I'll tell you exactly my thoughts on this Mississippi State basketball team. I may have them sooner than that, but I will definitely have them by then. All right.
Okay.
Tomorrow's show is the Rumblings. Get them in. We'll get them answered. And after that, I already got opponent preview interviews lined up for South Carolina and Minnesota. So we'll wrap up there, and then we'll get ULM next week. And anything else pops up? No more. We were correct, by the way. No more Lebby between now and the start until Monday's press conference on the 31st. So we shall. We know no more. No, I think tomorrow is actually the last day where there's any kind of availability whatsoever. So they're
Yeah.
shutting it down as of now. So
Get
such
excited,
is life.
guys.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow for Carlo Barone. I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.